feel happy with no physiological reason at all. We'll go through that. So he said, this is it. Think about dreams. If you believe in that dream will be manifested to you. That manifestation happened in the third paragraph. Do you know the third paragraph? Do you remember? I said, let me talk about that manifestation. For that manifestation to happen, you have to change your attitude. Change your attitude, manifestation will happen. Do you remember the attitudes? You should.
From the
third paragraph. Two group of people will be damned that they are stupid people. Means change those in your attitude. First are the people in the time of Moses. Second, in the time of Jesus, remember? The first group, because everything was coming from heaven, no problem. So they started to act nasty. They said, why the food is like this? Why don't we have some choices? Where is that green stuff? I don't like broccoli, anything like that. Remember? Then what happened? They'll be punished. Okay, go and agricult yourself if you don't like the food we give you. Second attitude, Jesus went and said, okay, now, because of me, I need to God. And God said, okay. A little bit later, the people started to
get greedy.
To become greedy, to store, to keep whatever you receive. To forget that you are a passing hand. You receive, you should give. That's how everyone could have something in hand for a while. Keeping, what does it do? There are two things that are not for keeping. Interestingly, one of them is the one that we will not talk about. But Johnny will talk about it. It's knowledge. If you receive the knowledge and you keep it, what will happen? You are the messenger of stupidity for your society, yes? You receive the information, you store it, the ignorance is happy. When you receive some information, you pass it on, what will happen? Not only you don't be in a state of not having that information, and by this passing on, it will be added. It will grow. So knowledge is not to receive and keep, to receive and hand over. That was the knowledge. What about this hall we are talking about, which has nothing to do with knowledge? What about hall? Do you know anything about hall? There are some little rules over there, although we believe in exception. But there are rules even in exceptions. You know what's the first rule of hall? You cannot be happy in a group of unhappy people. It's not possible. That's the first rule. What does it say? Oh yes, I'm sorry. It says that. You thought of something and said, no, not that. Yes, it says that to be happy you need the happiness of other people. If the other people are happy, you will be happy. If not, you cannot. So the best thing is to try to make them happy. That's a trick. We'll come back to that. So, first paragraph, you love with intelligence. Second paragraph, the other universes you have, like dream, imagination, and non-existence, attend to that. Third paragraph, was sort of prayer that, okay, God will help you, inshallah it will happen. Then, full paragraph is the visit. The visit will happen. The king and
who?
Hakim means what?
Wise man.
Means wise man and
healer.
Healer. Yeah, medicine man. That's Hakim. That Hakim which manifests itself. Manifestation will happen. This is fourth paragraph. Fifth paragraph. What happens after this manifestation when you see the Hakim? Hakim will, you have to lead it to your intelligence. That's the way it works. Because that Hakim, in a way we know who is the Hakim here. When we talk about Hakim, who do you think about? Rumi. This book, the personality in this book is a healer. That's what it is. And he deals with what? With your intelligence. Because I'm teaching, I'm talking to your intelligence. So the king should lead Hakim to the patient, to his handmaiden. Then what will happen? Of course, we said it doesn't happen like this. I don't mean let's sit and talk to you. That's not what we do. First is your privacy. You should put out whatever you're carrying. Because here we said we will make a special place to talk about that special feeling. To talk about the passion, we cannot talk about passion in a discotheque. It's too noisy for that. We want to talk, we need an ambiance. That's khalwat. That was the first requirement of this Hakim. He said, O king, let nobody be in the corridors, not even you. Let nobody listen to this. Means, okay, I have to talk logically to your brain. But please do not make it a soap opera. To take it, to expand it to other conversation and talking and thinking of your life. Because here we are doing something with a problem in you, remember? With you being in love with this intelligence. For that, you should keep a special place for that. In that special place, you will understand your problem. Hakim will understand. And what? The Hakim will understand and will tell you. Is this what he said? You tell me. You don't remember. Peter. Hakim understood the sickness of the handmaiden and did he explain it to the king or not?
No.
Rumi clearly mentioned Hakim understood it all, but explained a little bit of it to the king. Means this Hakim will understand the problem, but will not explain it to you, because you're not ready to really understand it. We'll give you only hints. Only one hint. What was the hint? Think about it like this. If I'm correct, you can imagine that this will happen. Means somebody or a group of people will come here and say, okay, explain to us what's going on. And I say, okay, look at your intelligence. Your intelligence is working like this. And the problem of your intelligence is this. So what? Inshallah, next time we'll come back here, you will think more poetic. Said, your intelligence